Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Time to talk linebackers. Before we do it, I got to tell you we're presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. Want to get to the BetQL guest line and bring in Ethan Cadeau from NBC Sports Washington. You can read his work there, and you can follow him on Twitter at Ethan_Cadeau, C-A-D-E-A-U-X.
That's a Louisiana spelling right there.
He's a Maryland boy, though. I bet he's not confused about his crabs. Ethan, what's up, man? How you doing, bud?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Talk us through your Cole Holcomb piece from yesterday, because I think you did a good job of kind of putting all of the quotes together that have come out in the last couple weeks about this emergence of Holcomb, the mic backer.
Yeah, so pretty much last week during the schedule release, Cole Holcomb sat down with Julie Donaldson from the team, and she was asking him, like, are you excited for your new role next year? And he's like, I feel like I'm comfortable. I'm going to take control of this defense and take charge of the mic spot. And he said he's been wanting to do that for a while, and he takes responsibility and take control and getting everyone lined up. He wants that position. And it kind of falls in line, like you said, with everything that Ron Rivera and Martin Mayhew have said this offseason, how they're confident he can man that middle position, even though he's played mainly outside for most of his career. And when the season ended, besides quarterback, middle linebacker, Mike linebacker seemed like the position everyone thought they were going to improve the most. So it is kind of confusing how drastic the switch went from we need to improve this position to, oh, our best option is already on the roster. But I kind of feel like that's what they realized early on in this process, that there is no better option for them out there to improve than Cole.
Well, I mean, the thing for me that troubles me is, when guys play outside, it's totally different than playing inside. And I wonder if you get any explanation as to why they feel that he can man that position so well. Calling the signals is one thing. Playing the middle linebacker position is something totally different.
Yeah, I think basically they've just looked at his productivity the last 3 years. I mean, he led the team in tackles last year, second on the team in 2019, third on the team in 2020 despite missing 6 games. I think they've just looked at that. They see he's sneakily a lot faster than people give him credit for. He ran a 4.51 at the 40. So I think they've just looked at his production, his skill set, and they've realized, I mean, it's unfortunate because they used that first-round pick on Jamin Davis last year, but he's their best option at the position. And in the draft, like, they could have maybe taken the Kobe Dean in the second round. He was there, but they wanted to take Fedarian Mathis, who's going to play more snaps on that defensive tackle role. And in the first round, there wasn't really a linebacker. You're not going to take two firsts or use a linebacker in the first 2 years in a row. And there wasn't really a guy at 11 or 16 that you would see as good value there. So I think they've kind of just went through the whole process in free agency and the draft and realized Cole's our best guy. It's our best shot to take control of this position.
So I'm going to ask this question on the phones here in a minute. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We'll open the phone lines up at 11. But here's my question. I think Cole Holcomb's a good player, and I think Jamin Davis still has the potential to be a good player. obviously last year they had Bostic, and they wanted him to kind of be the mic and to call the plays, and I think they wanted Davis to take over that role, and they realized that's not who he is. They probably waited too long to get to that realization, but we've seen that with a lot of different things. So I found it weird, and it stood out to me when he said it, Ron, at the post-draft press conference, said, yeah, we recognize that at linebacker we probably need a little bit more. I'd like to add a veteran there. But, like, you're 2 months into free agency. You're a month after the draft. Do you buy? Here's my question. Do you buy what they're saying that, no, this is the best guy and we thought so all along? Or is it now they're saying that because they just didn't do anything about it?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both, but I also don't know who was the guy that they could have gotten this offseason that would have been unquestionably a much better upgrade. I mean, there's still some veterans available in free agency they could bring in, like Anthony Hitchens, who played on the Chiefs, or Quan Alexander from the Saints last year. But do you want these guys to come in? They're just going to take away snaps from the younger guys as well. So I just don't think there was an upgrade out there that made sense both financially and with what they're trying to build.
I think the financial thing is the biggest problem, to be totally honest with you, because I understand when we talk about Cole. Cole played outside, which may he can freely run and get to a lot of those tackles. Inside, he's going to be taking on guards over and over again, something he hasn't done a lot of, and that's going to make it a lot different. I believe like Aquan Alexander, guys like that, their experience at the position. I really believe that the whole Carson Wentz situation affected this team so much that right now they're trying to make us think, oh, he's the next guy because they can't go get a guy.
Yeah, I mean, we've even seen it throughout the rest of free agency too. And I was just looking at the James Bradbury signing yesterday. Like, Washington technically had more cap space than Philadelphia, yet he chose to go there. So it wasn't even a money thing with that as well. I agree with you. If they want someone who can come in and has experience playing position, there are guys like Quan Alexander, Anthony Hitchens, and those guys available. But I think they're that confident in Cole and like what they saw at the end of the year that they want to give him a shot to have the job and run with it.
All right.
But at the end of the year, they were playing David Mayo at the position.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just I believe in Holcomb the player. I believe they're trying to square peg, round hole this thing again. And I just, like, we could sit here and talk about the money. What does David Mayo cost you? David Mayo players are available, and I recognize he's still on the roster. And maybe we're getting bogged down on something that they're playing base and with a true mic on the field maybe 40, 45% of the time. So, like, it doesn't add up to me. And perhaps that's where I have my biggest issue. We're going to open the phone lines. Maybe people agree with me. Maybe people think I'm wrong. Maybe Holcomb is the right guy. That's what Ron's saying now. That's what Martin's saying now. That's what Jack Del Rio's saying now, even if they've said other things at various times. Ethan, what do you got coming this weekend? Tell people where to find you, bud.
You can find me on Twitter at Ethan_Cadeaux. That's C-A-D-E-A-U-X. And I actually don't have much coming this weekend, but stay tuned for OTA stuff next week. We'll have a lot coming on NBC Sports Washington.
All right.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate your time. When we come back, Ethan. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Young man's working hard. When we come back, we'll open the phone lines up. Am I crazy? Does anybody feel the same?
Do you really want us to answer that question?
I don't know. We'll find out when we come back. Be Mitch and Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.